Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we are sitting with Victoria Zachheim. Hello, Victoria. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
I'm great. Now, Victoria, you call yourself an anthologist, yes?
Well, that's one of the things that I do, yes.
You bring people and you bring stories together.
I do.
And that's what you've done with your latest book called Exit Laughing, How Humor Takes the Sting Out of Death. And it's a series of original, very personal essays bringing, may I say it this way, humor and death together?
Absolutely.
All right. So as Malachi McCourt states in his story in Exit Laughing, people in America seem to have an aversion to talking about death, but at the end of the day, it certainly is a natural part of life. Do you think laughter is the key to opening up the conversation about death, and why do you believe that?
Well, it certainly worked in my case when my mother was dying. As a mother-daughter, we had a complicated relationship that was sometimes difficult. And I discovered my mother was very, very bright, and she was very opinionated. And she did not want to talk about death, although it was clear to all of us that she was in frail condition and her health was declining. And one day I came to see her. I was with her a lot the last year and a half of her life. And I said something to her that annoyed her. Heaven only knows what that could have been. And she said to me, "You're going to miss me when I'm dead." And I looked at her and I said to her, "Die first and then I'll let you know." And she laughed, surprisingly. And we both laughed. And that was the beginning of a very different relationship that we created together from that point until the time that she actually died, which was we were able to use humor. And, it wasn't like a slapstick humor, but we were able to bring humor into our relationship that opened a lot of doors that not only created an emotional bond between us that hadn't existed for a long time, but also gave her, in some way, the permission or the open door to discuss many of the fears that she had about dying. Being an atheist, she hated the fact that she couldn't think of, when I die, I'm going to go to the other side and my husband's going to be there and all my friends. It was like, when I'm dead, I'm dead. I'm finished. I'm gone. And that was terrifying to her. And so through humor, we were able to talk about that. And she was able to work through a lot of that fear of death. And when she died, I think she died much more peacefully than she might have otherwise.
There are some laugh-out-loud stories in this book, and
yes.
I'm wondering, what are some of your favorites?
Well, Malachi McCourt, when he talks about Angela's ashes and going after his mother dies, he and his brother Frank and Mike and Alfie, they're the boys, the McCourt boys, go to the Undertaker. And the Undertaker, who's very pompous, says to them, "Well, you'll want a very large, elegant casket with the blue satin lining and the brass handles." And they say to him, "No, actually what we'd like is a body bag. Is that possible? Because we're going to cremate Mother. And by the way, do you think we could leave her outside for the sanitation department and they can just pick her up?" And the man was so upset, he actually left the room. He couldn't believe that these guys had such little respect for death, not to mention for undertakers. And then Malachi talks about the fact that she was cremated. They put her in a can that looked like a can of peas, took her on the plane, and there was a malfunction on the plane. And there was something wrong with the door, and there was a screaming sound going through the plane from this little break in the door. And the passengers were terrified. They were going to make an emergency landing. And Malachi stood up and said, "My mother is here. Would you feel better if you could talk to my mother?" And some people said, "Well, possibly." And he held up a can. He said, "Here's Mom." And then he discovered that was not a time when people were afraid of dying to bring up dead people on a plane. it's very funny. Very funny.
It's a very sensitive subject.
Extremely.
And I'm guessing that even through your experience, there are people who just have trouble finding humor in the whole thing, yes?
Absolutely. And in fact, this was not an easy book to sell because there were so many young people in sales and marketing who are making decisions with publishers now that they can't imagine that there's anything funny about death, much less the fact that they're ever going to die. And even though the editors, who might have been older, loved it, it was a real strain for them. But with North Atlantic, they just caught on immediately. They just got it. And when they saw the list of authors, they knew that these people were going to deliver wonderful essays, and they did.
So who's your audience here?
My audience here is anybody from the age of, I'd say 20 to 110. But seriously, I thought that myself being in my 60s, that the audience would be, you know, people in their 60s and 70s and 80s. But I gave a copy to my children who were in their early 40s, and they're already telling their friends who are reading it and emailing me and saying, oh my gosh, I love this. I never thought I would, because I never thought there was anything funny about dying, but this is really funny. These are wonderful, wonderful essays. So who knows?
I mentioned you're an anthologist, and this is your fifth anthology. Not your first to deal with a taboo subject. Your book, The Other Woman, you've even adapted it into a play to premiere at the Berklee Repertory Theater next year. How do you pick the topics for your anthologies?
Well, the Other Woman came to me when I was listening to NPR in the car, and somebody talked about The Other Woman, and I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to talk to women about their experiences? And so I contacted an agent, my dream agent, and she said, well, if you can get some really good, strong authors to write this, I think it could go. And so I started off, and I got Jane Smiley and Susan Cheever and Lynn Freed and Caroline Levitt, and it just took off. It just took off. We had a great time with it. And it was, some of it was funny, and some of it was very poignant and painful. With Exit Laughing, of course, it came from my experience with my mother. After my mother died, I thought, I really do want to do a book about this. This is an important subject that people are always skirting, and I think that it could make a very interesting, compelling anthology. And I was right. I mean, I'm delighted with every author who came through.
You've mentioned your publisher, North Atlantic Books. How supportive have they been?
They've been extraordinary. They're a small publisher in the San Francisco Bay Area. They're a nonprofit publisher. And I have to tell you, the support that they've given me has been extraordinary. The encouragement, anything I need. My publicist there, Kat Eng, is just marvelous. I just email her and say, how about this radio program? And she'll say, I'm on it. Okay, and she is.
That's great. You couldn't ask for more, right?
I can't, and we've created a team together so that the people she doesn't know, if I know, she contacts them and vice versa. So it's a lot of fun for me to work with a publicist and a publisher who really appreciates the book and the energy that goes behind it.
Once again, Victoria Zachheim's latest anthology is called Exit Laughing, How Humor Takes the Sting Out of Death. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you very much.